Good morning, and a very warm welcome to our podcast service this morning, which is being led by our minister, the Reverend Claire Davison.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights above. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts. This Psalm 148 continues with exhortation for creation, kings and ordinary folk to sing God's praises, which we do in our first hymn, Angel Voices Ever Singing, Round Thy Throne of Light, Angel Harps Forever Ringing, Rest Not, Day Nor Night. Thousands only live to bless Thee and confess Thee, Lord of Might. Let us pray. Lord God Almighty, Creator and Ruler of creation, we come to bring you our praises, in our own places, yet together. We praise you for all your creation, for those things we can see and touch, or hear, taste and smell, and also for the hosts of heaven which are hidden from our eyes. When we think of our universe, of all the amazing intricacies of it, we stand in awe of you. And yet you care for your creation too, not leaving it to decay forever, but coming yourself to bring wholeness, and wholeness to us made in your image. We confess we are broken people, so often rejecting your grace and compassion for us, your desire to bind our wounds and heal us from our transgressions. Help us to be open to your grace and forgiveness, we pray. And in this time set aside for you, help us to worship in spirit and in truth, giving you all our burdens and cares. Speak to us, we pray, in the stillness, or in the music, the words, that we may be renewed as your people where we are, empowered to witness to you, to whoever we may meet this coming week. For we pray in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Saviour.
Amen.
Our first reading is Psalm 119, verses 33 to 40. This psalm is the longest of the psalms, and yet the author is unknown. Most of the psalm is about God's law and the writer's desire to keep it and to meditate on it. In Hebrew, each section is 7 verses long and starts with a letter of the alphabet in sequence. It is read to us by Susan Bollen.
Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I will keep it to the end. Give me understanding, that I may keep thy law, and observe it with my whole heart. Lead me in the path of thy commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to thy testimonies, and not to gain. Turn my eyes from looking at vanities, and give me life in thy ways. Confirm to thy servant thy promise, which is for those who fear thee. Turn away the reproach which I dread, for thy ordinances are good. Behold, I long for thy precepts. In thy righteousness, give me life.
The lectionary is currently going through Romans, leaving the occasional passage out. So we've jumped from the end of Romans to our second reading for today, Romans 13 verses 8 to 14, continuing the same subject as in Romans 12, with just a bit about governing authorities in between. It is read to us by Francis Byrne.
Romans chapter 13, verses 8 to 14. Duties towards one another. Be under obligation to no one. The only obligation you have is to love one another. Whoever does this has obeyed the law. The commandments: do not commit adultery, do not commit murder, do not steal, do not desire what belongs to someone else. All these, and any others besides, are summed up in the one command: love your neighbour as you love yourself. If you love someone, you will never do him wrong. To love, then, is to obey the whole law. You must do this because you know that the time has come for you to wake up from your sleep. For the moment when we will be saved is closer now than it was when we first believed. The night is nearly over, day is almost here. Let us stop doing the things that belong to the dark, and let us take up weapons for fighting in the light. Let us conduct ourselves properly, as people who live in the light of day. No orgies or drunkenness, no immorality or indecency, no fighting or jealousy. But take up the weapons of the Lord Jesus Christ and stop paying attention to your sinful nature and satisfying its desires. Thanks be to God.
I often like to read through a psalm in my own prayer time, but Psalm 119 can be a bit hard going to read all at once. It's best split up into sections. Each section is actually fairly similar, in praise of God's laws, mostly ending with a desire to keep the laws and statutes or to meditate on them. Sometimes the psalmist speaks of a love for them. This reminds me of that passage in Acts 2, which Holy Habits is based on, where we read the believers were devoted to the apostles' teaching. They lapped up their words and wanted to grow in their understanding of what this new faith in Jesus was about. The apostles would have been explaining how Christ was foretold in Scripture and what Jesus said and did. This was the basis of their newfound faith and what the new believers took with them when they were scattered after the start of persecution. We get the sense that they were not just devoted, but delighted to do so. That's the same devotion of the psalmist. He, almost certainly, but not definitely a he, asked the Lord to teach him all that God wanted from him. And not just in rote learning, but to gain an understanding of the laws and statutes. He says he delights in the Lord's commandments, just as the new believers delighted in the teaching of the apostles. I'm reminded of a small prayer group I belong to at our Stuart's Catholic Primary School to pray for the children and staff. A Muslim mum came along and joined us one week. She was asked at the end if she'd like to share prayers from her tradition the following week. She replied that she couldn't, as she didn't understand the prayers. She knew them by heart, but didn't know what she was saying. That isn't typical of all the Muslim community. Many are taught what they mean. But it reminds us that we do need to know what we're signing up to, what we believe, and have some understanding. That isn't only for our own benefit, but in case we're asked to say something about what we believe to others. As it says in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. If our lives are shining Jesus, then we will get asked, and we do need to know what to say. The psalmist then goes on to ask the Lord to turn his heart away from vanities and selfish gain. He wants to bathe in God's ways instead. The question which comes out for me from the psalm is, how much do I desire to learn of God's ways, to gain understanding, to turn from looking at worldly things or selfish gain? Our world is so full of everything beckoning us to spend and to make ourselves look good. When I was growing up, there was a phrase to keep up with the Joneses. I always wondered who they were. Maybe you had the same phrase used where you grew up. It was all vanity, the latest gadgets, the latest hairdo or style of clothing. The news feed on my mobile phone is really annoying as it has adverts in between the news items, all very new and interesting gadgets that often make me think, ooh, that looks good. Fortunately, I can't be bothered to order them. But these things are a draw away from what we should be doing or looking at. The passage in Romans has echoes of the thoughts of the psalmist. It follows on from the long list we had last week in Romans 12, verses 9 to 21, of all those ways we should be as believers. Today's passage almost starts with a list, but then Paul turns his attention to the word love. The word used is the one which speaks of God's love, in Greek, agape. Every word in these verses for love is this word, agape. It's a self-giving love, like the love God has for us in Jesus. Paul sums up the commandments he quotes and all that he has said in the previous chapter about how we should be to others in and outside the body of Christ with this word in the one commandment, love your neighbour as yourself. This reminds us, of course, of Jesus' own words in Matthew 22 to the expert in the law. Jesus summed up the commandments in two commands, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind and soul, and to love your neighbour as yourself. Paul is reiterating that here, with his concern in this part of the letter about how Christians in Rome relate to each other and to others. He then turns to a similar thought to the psalmist about selfish gain and vanities. He puts it in terms of turning away from darkness and not to give in to our worldly desires or the desires of gratifying self, the flesh, as Paul puts it. In all these verses today and those last week, to me, the most important thing Paul says, the climax of the passage, is in the positive. Verse 14, instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. In all our striving, in trying our best to follow Jesus, we struggle to match up on our own. As Paul said in Romans 7, verse 25, after speaking about his own difficulties in following the law, thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. In putting on Christ, we put ourselves under Christ's way to follow him. This means that we don't have to strive to be Christ-like in the sense of worrying when we get it wrong. In putting on Christ, we are aware of his Holy Spirit working in and through us to make us more like Christ. What we really have to work at is allowing the Holy Spirit to work in us and through us, to be attentive in prayer to the Spirit's prompting in how we should live our lives, and to be the witness for Jesus in our lives. I love the phrase, to let go and let God. To me, that says it all. Let go and let God. In our faith, we don't have to strive to be good enough. Rather, our response to the grace of God is to follow Jesus, to allow him to work through us to love others. We so often get it wrong and need to come back to the Lord. But thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We sing the hymn, Your words to me are life and health. Put strength into my soul. Enable, guide and teach my heart to reach its perfect goal. Our prayers for others are written by Jane Bingham, the Vine at Home, compiled and produced by 12 Baskets, and are brought to us by John and Mandy Foster.
Loving and everlasting God, we bring to you our concern for others. We bring before you the complexity of our world at this time, the horrors of conflict and war, the political landscape and all its arguments, the poverty and famine that affects people all over the world, the changing environment that is causing many challenges, the impact of living with a devastating virus. Help us to be still and ready to notice you, so that we might know how to do your will. We bring before you our local community and those known to us who are struggling with life. Particularly, we think of those affected by loss of income and independence and all the upheaval in their lives. We think of those who are ill or grieving, and in the silence we name them before you. Help us to be still and ready to notice you, so that we might know how to do your will. We bring before you ourselves, all we are facing, all we are rejoicing in, all that we are wondering about, all that we are worrying about, all that we are considering. Help us to be still and ready to notice you, so that we might know how to do your will. We bring all these things to you in the name of Christ, who gave so much that we might know you better. Amen. Please join with us in the words that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
In our lives, in all we are facing, we know that the Lord is with us. Our final hymn is, "Will Your Anchor Hold in the Storms of Life?" to him who is able to keep you from falling and to make you stand without blemish in the presence of his glory with rejoicing, to the only God our Saviour, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, power, and authority before all time and now and forever. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with each one of us and those we love now and always.
Amen.